Anna DeVlantis joins us for This Week in Chicago History. We were talking about the NBA draft the other day, and there was a big one this week in 84, wasn't there?
Boy, Bob, if you think about the truly transformative events that shaped our city, I don't know, if I had to rank them, I'd say World's Fair, Columbian Exposition being number one. Hard to say that Michael Jordan getting drafted by the Bulls is not way up there. Think about it. You know, think about what that one decision meant for our city. Mm-hmm. Difficult to calculate the exact financial benefits, but you think of all the businesses that prospered and the people, and you take the merchandise and ticket sales out of it, but the global image perspective, like mm-hmm. the tourism, the people who came here for the Bulls.
Right. Michael Jordan replaced Al Capone around the world as the symbol of Chicago, right?
That's so true. People would finally associate us with a winning team and such an incredible athlete. We pulled the audio from that history-changing day, little did we know, Chicago's first pick in the 1984 NBA draft.
And now we are ready for the third pick, and the Chicago Bulls, who have been drafting very high down through the years, and they have the third pick today.
The Chicago Bulls pick Michael Jordan of the University of North Carolina.
So Michael Jordan, who right now is in Bloomington getting ready for the upcoming Olympics, and this man is a can't miss at whether a guard spot or the forward at 6'6", 195 pounds.
You know, he makes them when they count. He can do it in traffic. He can do it under tremendous control. He's a great, great creator. In the mold of a Dr. J, not as big, but he's in that class, and I think he's going to make a great, great ball. He's what you call the people's player. People love to see this young man perform.
Yep, now David Stern, the official David announcement.
And that's I think, is Louis Carnesecca, who was the coach at St. John's for years and years.
Good recall. And Dave, you'll recall that he was selected third in the draft.
He was selected third. So there were four Hall of Famers taken in that draft.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So Akeem Olajuwon went first. Then, as you point out, the history for Chicago, uh-huh. it's bitter history for Portland, because they went with Sam Bowie,
who?
The big man from Kentucky. I mean, he was certainly highly regarded, but he had injuries at Kentucky, and he was never really healthy when he came to the NBA. And fans in Portland to this day rue that pick when they passed up Michael Jordan to take Sam Bowie. And then later, Barkley and John
draft.
Stockton, two players that Jordan will go on to beat for NBA championships.
1984. And on Western Avenue, this is a historic date, isn't it, Dana?
Riverview Amusement Park, it opened 1904, Bob. Did you ever go to Riverview?
You know what? Once or twice. Mainly what I remember is in Albany Park, our back porch on the second floor of our apartment building, I could see the top of that parachute ride in the distance.
Wasn't there the Aladdin's Castle?
Oh, yeah.
One of the famous things there. Did you ever ride the Bobs, Bob?
I don't think I did.
No, didn't. Because that was the signature attraction, I'm told. The big wooden roller coaster.
Yeah, I was more interested in the Tunnel of Love.
Oh, there's so much to love there at Riverview. But that was one of the attractions, the 85-foot drop, the big wooden roller coaster. It's right next to Lane Tech, right where Mariano's sits right now. I always wondered how they could concentrate at high school with a Riverview Amusement Park.
Yeah, I know. Pretty close. Closed up in, 67?
1967. So popular, the Beach Boys included a mention of Riverview in their song.
Let's take your car into Amusement Park, USA.
Park USA. I only ever heard that one from the Beach Boys.
I don't think I did either. I thought it was a fun mention.
We'll get to Chess Records and a news story that was very big this week back in 2003. This Week in Chicago History with Anna DeVlantis continues after a quick break here.
WGN.
Early Rolling Stones album, and they did a track called 2120. because 2120 South Michigan Avenue is the home of Chess Records, and the Stones worshipped the place, didn't they, Anna?
Oh, Bob, it's interesting because Mick Jagger, there's an interesting story about it. I'll get to in a moment, but this is, in fact, 2120 South Michigan Avenue, the song Mick Jagger wrote as a tribute to Chess Records and all of the artists that inspired him from there. Chess Records opened its doors 1950 this week. Chicago was an epicenter of opportunity for blues and jazz musicians, and many migrated up from the South for to escape Jim Crow laws, and just incredible artists came here to perform, and they wanted to cut records at Chess. Chuck Berry, Etta James, Muddy Waters, Bo Diddley, to name a few, but, so legendary that artists like Mick Jagger were inspired by it. You know, up-and-coming artist himself, he heard their music, and he actually made a pilgrimage, if you will, a mandatory stop to Chess Records during his first world tour nearly 60 years ago. He recorded 14 songs there, including that one, 2120 South Michigan Avenue. But the way the story goes, Bob, the way the story goes, and you can still take tours of it, it isn't there anymore, but there's a non-for-profit that'll bring you some of the tours and memories. Dixie's Blues Heaven is what it's called now. Dixon's. Mm-hmm. It's interesting. Mick Jagger was so nervous, they said, performing in front of his idols at that legendary place that he almost forgot the words to the song. he was just so in awe of it.
Keith has been back there a few times, and the place, it's still there, and if you make an appointment, you can go through there, and people are tired of hearing me and my rant about this, but mm-hmm. they need to really put some money into it, spiff it up, so it becomes a world-class tourist spot, as it should be, just the way Detroit has Motown and Memphis has Sun and other cities have places like that. We have got great music history here that we haven't totally exploited the way we could and should.
Amen to that.
Let's move on to June 29th, 2003, and what happened on that date.
A tragic day for us in our history. I was a reporter for NBC at the time, and I covered this, and I just remember the porch collapse, it was called, in Lincoln Park, June 29th, 2003. 13 young lives lost, many of them high school friends from the North Shore. They were at a party at one of their apartments, hanging out on that wooden balcony on the third floor. When it collapsed, balcony full of people, collapsed onto the floor below with people on it, and then the first floor as well. Just a horrible situation that led to inspections of apartments all across the city, Bob. 1,000 buildings cited, porches were condemned, and a lot of building code changes as well.
Mm-hmm. Well, at least some good seemed to come out of that tragedy. And on Michigan Avenue this week in 1992, I can't believe it's been there this long. The Nike Town store opened, didn't it?
Did you go to that opening? It was like a huge opening.
I may have been doing my volunteer work at the time. I couldn't make it.
City's Who's Who was there. I went back and looked at the archives, and the mayor was there. You got athletes, celebrities, politicians, society types. Even Jerry Seinfeld showed up.
Really?
Yeah, isn't that kind of cool?
Well, yeah, he had a deal with Nike, right?
Oh, that was it. Yeah. That was it, because he hosted it, so that makes sense. $34 million to build that facility at the time, totally ahead of its time. 70,000 square feet. Not a shoe store. It was this interactive experience, a tribute to sports legends, and Michael Jordan highlight reels. There was a half basketball court. I don't know. Is that still there? I don't even know.
I think so. I haven't been in there in a long time.
I haven't either. But, you know, it's interesting because you think about experiential shopping that we keep hearing that should come to Michigan Avenue. That was 1992, Bob, and they were doing it, what a lot of people say will help save major shopping districts today. So kind of cool to think back to that time.
This Week in Chicago History. More next Wednesday at this time. Thank you, Anna.
See you, Bob.